The first official act of the Governing Council was to abolish several national holidays honoring Saddam Hussein and his Ba'ath Party. Three of those holidays would have been celebrated this week, and there was concern that militant forces might plan attacks on anniversaries related to Saddam. For more on the now banned holidays, we spoke with Professor Adid Dawisha of Miami University in Ohio. The first holiday would have been celebrated today, July 14th.
In 1958, a group of officers of leftist nationalist orientations executed a coup against the Iraqi monarchy, which had existed from 1921, the establishment of modern Iraq, until 1958. It happened on July 14th, and they created the Republic of Iraq.
The second national holiday that falls this week, July 17th, what happened then? We're talking July 17th, 1968.
This was the coup that ultimately brought the Ba'ath to power. The Ba'athists always refer to this coup as the revolution of 17 to the 30th of July, because what happened was that on the 17th of July, a group of officers, Ba'athists and other nationalist officers, executed a coup which brought them to power. However, 2 weeks later, on the 30th of July, the Ba'athist members, and this time under the leadership of Saddam Hussein, got rid of the non-Ba'athist officers and monopolized power.
And I think there's one more now abolished holiday in July, July 16th, 1979. What happened then?
In 1979, Saddam Hussein monopolized power for himself. Initially from 68 to 1979, the power was shared by General al-Bekr, who was the president of the state and of course, a member of the armed forces, and Saddam Hussein, the younger civilian member of the Ba'ath Party. In 1979, in one swoop, Saddam Hussein gets rid of Ahmed Hassan al-Bekr, and then manufactures a coup that was supposedly engineered by some of the most senior members of the Ba'ath Party. So he arrests about 35 to 40 members of the party, getting rid thereby of anybody who could challenge him in the future. And this was the famous, of course, incident when these members who were supposedly against Saddam Hussein were lined up on a wall, and then he made members of the Ba'ath Party line up and shoot every single one of them, just as a sign that if you ever come against me, that's what's going to happen to you.
So at least one of these holidays was marked by significant bloodshed. I'm wondering, as these holidays were marked in Iraq, was there any mention made of those who died for those holidays to happen?
No, of course not. In fact, almost all of them were marked by bloodshed. The 14th of July, and the 14th of July, the king, his uncle, the entire family was butchered. The prime minister was killed and dragged in the streets. It was one of the most horrific moments of Iraqi history. Of course, in 1979, as we said, all of these people were shot. Throughout the rule of Saddam Hussein, the bloodshed was seen as a sign of what will happen to anyone who would cross the Ba'ath Party, and in a sense was a testimony to the greatness of the party.
Professor Dawisha, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Adid Dawisha teaches political science at Miami University in Ohio. He joined us from member station WMUB in Oxford.